Morning, Lee.
Big 4 days. Agfest, done and dusted for another year.
Oh, yeah, I was wrong. It's right, 4 days instead of three. Less numbers, it was okay. It wasn't stupendous, but what did. So I was going to live in the realm of okay, I think, Lee.
Get you a chance to get out and about, you and the crew, and have a bit of a discussion with your customers. What was the primary interest in 2021 for you?
I would have to say this year it was off-grid solar inquiries, as they seem to be the most prevalent. Now, I think this has come about with the real estate squeeze and soaring rents and house prices and the cost of, you know, buying land as fully serviced. People are looking at for their own private Idaho on a bush block out of town.
Yeah, out of town is synonymous with a lack of services being available.
That's right. Those services that are taken for granted living in town, in some cases, you know, that's just out of people's pricing equation. But the good news is we're living in an age where off-grid solar is more affordable than ever. And when compared to the cost to connect these more remote blocks to electricity, it becomes quite quickly the only obvious choice to make.
Hence the off-the-grid interest this year in DMS Energy. You're quite famous for your ability to not only design but also supply and install off-the-grid solar systems, big and small.
Big and small, that's right. It was nice to be actively sought out to assist people to, you know, hopefully help their turn their dreams into reality. These days, we are meeting the off-grid demand by installing two or three systems per month, when not so many years ago, Lee, it would have been two or three per year, and that's still on the rise.
Okay, and solar pumps were, I guess, a surprising comeback this year.
They certainly were. So those of you out there who have maybe been following our progress over the years would be aware that DMS Energy began our solar journey with solar pumps for farming projects, but they never really took off like Grid Connect Solar eventually did. But this year, for the same reason, I guess, off-grids are on the rise. We have a lot more than usual inquiries for solar pumps.
For those that aren't aware, tell us a little bit more about solar pumps, if you wouldn't mind.
So solar pumps can move serious amounts of water purely using solar panels. They can work in conjunction with the grid or diesel generators or smaller jobs we can have battery storage. But don't confuse them with the dinky little pond pumps you see online. Some of our bigger pumps can move over 400,000 litres per hour easily.
Wow, they're quite versatile, aren't they? Grid Connect still as popular as ever?
Through this year where people were mentioning the Australian Energy Market Commission's paper they released on potentially asking solar payers to pay a small fee. That's so they could access the grid so they could sell their excess power. And that has been poorly misrepresented to the public with overhyped headlines. So we had a lot of people asking about it. This took a lot of time to unpack and explain. Only goes to show how clickbait headlines or even thoughtless announcements from the idiocracy can have a negative impact on the entire industry. This makes me wonder if that wasn't the entire purpose behind the whole silly announcement.
Great to have Agfest back in the paddock. It's still in the clouds again this year. And by the sounds, you had a great time just mingling and having a bit of a chat with your customers at DMS Energy.
Oh, that's right. And it was really good to catch up with old customers, potentially new customers. But now the hard work really begins. It's now time to go out and talk to those people who were interested. So it's going to be busy, busy, busy for the next few weeks, that's for sure.
And you've been busy even before Agfest, Adrian. And a good time to also thank the Agfest Rural Youth Crew who do a fantastic job getting it all together, as you did point out, 4 days this year, who really made a relatively smooth event under those trying COVID-19 restrictions.
Oh, you're not wrong. Given, you know, we've had the plague stuff in the background, they've actually done a pretty good job of making it a nice, safe event. Plus, I'd like to thank the DMS Energy staff who picked up the slack while most of the office were away, living in a marquee, and those that also took time to set up and take down our site. Like most good things, good outcomes rely on good teams. DMS Energy has a great team, and if you'd like to get in touch with us for your next off-grid, on-grid, solar pumping or electrical project, or you just want to be warm this winter with some of our heating products, call 1300 502 599 or pop in and see us at our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton.
And you travel right across the northwest?
We certainly do, from Temma through to Campbelltown. We're not frightened to jump in the car and go anywhere.
You're also on Facebook too?
We certainly are. Just look for DMS Energy and you'll find us quite easily.
Adrian Luke from DMS Energy, thanks again for your time this morning. More power savers next week.
Thanks.